Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 6030. Baruch Hashem, the first of Shvat, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing it. It's Mechutin. I don't know. He was a merchant of diamonds, and he was successful. He was a long history. I noted in the Chabadpedia, but I don't know how he was a mechutin to the Rebbe. It doesn't say that. I didn't see it offhand. But in any event, Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter in which you write headlines of the Fabrengen and the regards you gave over. He was by the Rebbe and he went back to Eretz Yisrael, so he gave over regards. And also about the Fabrengen that you had on the 24th of Tevis, the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe prays, Yirotzen, that those words of encouragement should impact as it comes down to action, and also to fit the wishes of the Baal HaHilula, the ones whose yahrzeit, it's Aleph Shvat, before Yud Shvat, the Baal HaHilula, or he means Chavdalet Tevis, he means the Alter Rebbe, actually. Not Yud Shvat, he means the Alter Rebbe, Chavdalet Tevis, the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe, who's our great leader. And your occupation in the above, and mainly based on what it was spoken during the Fabrengen of the month of Kislev, which is the month of redemption in the greatness of charity, especially in the idea of Pizar Nosan. Over there, the pasuk says that when you spread out Levyonim, you scatter and you give tzitkosu emedes la'ad, your righteousness stays forever. And especially to give charity, Rebbe, we talk about in the month of Kislev. Now he actually was at the Fabrengens over there in Tovshin Yudches. He went for business to New York and he was by the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev. And the Rebbe made a special collection at that time for Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe promised that anybody who is going to contribute is going to receive heavenly blessings four times as much of the amount that he contributed. So this Reb Naftoli, he put down on a note 20% of the huge amount that he brought for his business. This is in the Chabadpedia. But when the note came to the Rebbe demanded from him to give five times as much, which means all of the amount that he had on hand. You know, he wanted to give 20%, and the Rebbe wanted five times as much, the entire amount. Reb Naftoli listened to the Rebbe's instruction, and he came back empty-handed. But it didn't take several weeks. The Rebbe's blessing came to fruition completely. He got into his hands four times as much than the amount that he contributed. This is in the newspaper and the publication in the Beis Mashiach. And the way they relate over here, that he stopped in between New York to Israel in Antwerp. And he met up with a friend that wanted to bring him in as a partner in the partnership for the diamond business. A big thing. And he insisted to make a partnership, the fact, notwithstanding that Naftoli didn't have the money to pay his partnership. And that business succeeded, and it brought tremendous earnings, so that he got back four times as much than he contributed. The Rebbe wanted him to contribute a whole amount, and he gave that. Especially the Rebbe says, when we talk about the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbe is writing to him in the letter that the greatness of that tzedakah, especially tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe collected for Kfar Chabad. Kfar Chabad is called Eretz HaChaim, the land of life, and this is based on the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe in many places. So, for sure, the one who gives the mitzvahs, who is the leader of the world, and he supervises each and everybody with divine providence, will fulfill that which says in the continuation of that pasuk that we just learned, Pizar Nosen Lev Yoinim Tzitkosi Medes La'ad Karnoi Torum Bekovid, that his horn will be raised with honor. So, and based on that was explained in when it says the Keren, his horn, that is the Sfiris of Malchus, that's considered to be the level of Keren, the horn. And what is Malchus is very simply, Malchut is the Sfira, which is the power of effect in the affected one, our world, which means our world from the spiritual world comes through Malchus. Malchus is the impact, and we are the effect, and actually to do in actuality. So we're saying that we have the two ideas. Torum means raised. And not only to be raised, it says Torum bechavod, with honor. And a pasuk means literally, and this is therefore obvious that this applies to each and every one of the matters that you mentioned in your letter. I look forward for good news. The Rebbe is confident there's going to be good news in the above, and also that you gave over regards and points of the Fabrengen also to the Hasidim in the Holy Land, the Bonav Yisukoinen. The Rebbe says blessing and good news, and the Rebbe mentions again Mechutoni to my Mechutin. Interesting that the Rebbe mentions this again. And I'm not sure the Rebbe wants to say that when it says Karnoi Torum Bekovid means literally. The Rebbe wants to say that the horn will be, because when we talk about the Sfiras HaMalchus, meaning it impacts in this world, in our world, in practical. The Rebbe says the blessings will be not some spiritual level, but it'll be actually to you, reach to you. So this is a very fascinating letter. It seems like pretty innocent, but the Rebbe is, and now that we know the story about what happened, it makes a whole lot of inspiration over here from what's going on over here, from the Rebbe's promise and what happened over here, and that the Rebbe's expectation and the Rebbe's promises for blessings, and it actually came to fruition with all the blessings. Find that interesting.